Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, a recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. At 2:30 p.m. on Monday, March 11, 1985, as his colleagues awaited his arrival at government headquarters, Prime Minister of Barbados, JMGM Tom Adams, succumbed to a massive heart attack at his official residence, Ilaracourt. He was only 53 years old. The island's second Prime Minister, he held that office from 1976. A child of the island's political elite, he had led the nation through periods of tremendous challenge. Left to grieve his passing were his wife, Genevieve, his sons Douglas and Rawdon, and a nation in shock. For his mother, Lady Grace Adams, his passing was the third of a trilogy of tragedy following the deaths of her husband, Sir Grantley Adams, in 1971, and her mother, Millicent, who died tragically in 1973. Well before his death was confirmed at 4:30 p.m., rumors of his passing had spread quickly, and a large crowd gathered outside of Ilaracourt as Barbadians from all walks of life, men, women, and children, wept openly. Upon confirmation of his death, heads of state and regional leaders sent condolences in tribute to his statesmanship. A week of mourning was declared, and a state funeral befitting the stature of the man and his office was scheduled for Saturday, March 16th at the St. Michael Cathedral. On that occasion, Barbadians took every available vantage point, from the hallowed halls of the cathedral itself to the rooftops of houses and balconies of shops, to view the funeral procession. Dean Harold Critchlow, in his eulogy, stated that although Adams was gone from this world, he had done much to ensure that Barbadians enjoyed life. Indeed, his administration had been responsible for the ABC Highway, the passage of the Tenantry's Freehold Act, the establishment of the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, the Barbados National Bank, the Central Bank Building, the Day of National Significance, and the introduction of the offshore sector in Barbados. But this onward march to significant economic development will be curtailed by his sudden death on this day, March 11th, 1985.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.